Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a happy hour Friday, final hour for us, brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. Big story of the day, just a couple of minutes away from right now. We'll get back into the national championship game. Some keys to who's going to win that one coming up at 1:20. And then an AMA at 1:40. Any question, any topic, phone lines will be open, 404-726-0929. Call us up and ask us anything.
All right, now, we were talking about shoes, right?
We were, yeah.
And then, would you ask me?
I was just, because you had told me that the Dion, the Diamond Turf.
Yes, they're coming out, say on the 24th.
Which is awesome.
Yes.
Great shoe.
Yes.
I mean, and like you and I were kind of like the perfect age when they came out.
Yes.
Just to be like, and there were so many shoes that came out then that were like signature shoes.
Yes.
That were incredible.
It's the best time.
I think so.
Yes.
I think the 90s is the best time in shoes. But also we were the perfect age to love them and all that. Maybe people feel differently now, whatever. But like Dion had a couple Nikes, right? That were great.
Yes.
Kind of a short run of signature shoes, but great. I think the most, everyone talks about Jordan, obviously, all that. I think the most underrated great run of signature shoes in that era was Penny.
They were dope.
Because every Penny Hardaway was great.
They slapped.
All of them were great.
They did.
Who was a great player that had a run of signature shoes that wasn't great? Shoes were just kind of like, come on. Like, this guy deserves way better than this. Because I got one. And he started out great. And the couple after that were okay.
I love the AIs.
That's exactly what I was talking about.
Yeah.
The first couple.
Yeah.
And then it got like, what are we doing, Reebok?
Yeah, man.
Like, what are we doing?
Them damn first Allen Iverson joints, of course.
Oh, they're still classic.
Yes,
they are. With the toe, you still see people wearing them.
Yes.
And even the couple ones after that, like it was, what was it called, DMX?
Mm-hmm.
Was the Reebok kind of brand thing that they had? I think it was. I think it was like their air bubble. I don't know. But there was a couple, but then they got bad.
Yeah, man.
Like the Iversons after a while.
They got ragged as hell.
They were ragged.
That was the great thing about being with Reebok back then. We used to get, because it was a big thing with Reebok, because they were trying to like pump 50. So like we got all the G Unit stuff.
Oh, cool. Yeah. And those were good.
Yeah, we got all the G Unit shoes and stuff like that. But yeah, them first pair of AIs was just funky.
The classic. People
they
still wear them
funky.
To this day.
They really were.
You see people wearing them still. What was another one that, Sean Kemp had a good run of Reeboks.
Yes.
The Kamikazes, and so they only had a couple, but those were good.
I loved it.
Yeah, those were
The Griffies were dope as hell.
They were great.
The Griffies were
dope. They used to make good signature baseball
the
shoes.
The Charles, we talk about the Charles Bark, the Big Hurt, man, Big Hurt had it, the Reebok shoe.
With the strap.
Yes, yeah, love the Big
those
Hurts.
Were good.
What was another one I was thinking about? I like the Dennis Rodmans, the one that had the backward swoosh.
Okay.
Yeah.
But then he had some Converse.
Yeah.
They're a little much.
Yeah, but there's the React Juice with Larry Johnson.
Yeah, Grandma.
The BKs, the British Knights.
I still want some React Juice.
The British Knights with Lefty from the Nets.
Derek Coleman.
Yeah, DC.
Derek Coleman. Yeah.
Yeah, man. So yeah, that was the best time though. But yeah, Shaq's got it is with the Reebok pumps.
Well, Shaq had a great. And I like what he did.
Yes.
Like, I respect what he did with his own brand and make him affordable and all that. But the pumps, and then he had those ones that looked like. Like ripples or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, those were pretty good. And then he went to his own thing and respect him for doing it. It was cool. People could afford them and all that. I don't know how great they looked, but whatever. Do baseball players even get signature shoes anymore? Like, the Griffies were great. The Frank Thomases were great.
I can't think of any.
The Deion Sanders, the Diamond Turfs were incredible.
The Bo Jacksons.
Bo Jacksons were incredible.
Yes. The Cross Trainers.
Unbelievable. Who does?
Yeah, Trout has some Nikes.
Mike Trout has signature Nikes. Yeah.
Would you take the Bo Jacksons or the or Deion's?
Man.
Because them damn Bo Jackson, them Bo Jackson was so sweet.
Probably the Bo Jackson. I had some.
Yes.
When I was in, when they re-released them when I was in college. I'd get another pair.
Yes.
Yeah, I'd get another pair of those. Mike Trout Nikes. Let me see what these are looking like.
Jordan has more cleats than Trout does, or other baseball players.
Yeah, people wear Jordan cleats, which, again, just kind of proves what we're saying. Like, that era of shoe, people are still wearing
the ones that are circulating, that are out there, are, you know, Jordans that were in the first 15.
Yeah, exactly.
They're all the 90s.
Yeah, exactly. Everybody wears, like, the, you know, the patent
You know how the underrated sneaker was the Agassiz?
Yeah, Agassiz are great. Yeah, they look a lot like the Bo Jackson.
The
first
Hirachis.
Ones with the pink.
Yeah, they're awesome.
The Hirachis,
totally. And then they had that great, like, early 90s Nike, like, neon green.
Yeah.
That's, like, very recognizable.
Now what the hell they got?
I don't know. Federer, I don't know.
Yeah.
Tennis shoes.
Now what the hell they got? Block shoes.
Yeah. Everything.
With tight jean bottoms over top of them.
Oh, yeah. Everyone, like the, it's like knit top and then really bulky bottom.
Yeah. What the hell with that? I saw the funniest thing. It made me laugh. They got these shoes out that give, like, the guy was explaining, he said, yeah, I'm like 5'9", but now I'm almost 6 feet because the shoes give you this kind of lift.
Oh.
Now,
what brand is this?
I don't know. But I had a question about this because if you're doing this to pick up women, do you just keep on the whole time?
Yeah, you know, until they come off.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, Like, if you say y'all standing up and kissing and stuff, and you getting undressed and everything, you keep your shoes on? No, just lay down.
Until you lay down.
Yeah,
and then who knows? She can't tell then.
I don't know. That's what I'm saying.
Then, but as soon as you get back up, you slip the shoes.
Slip shoes back on. That's what I'm saying. Like, I was like, yeah, I don't know about that, homie.
Yeah, you're gonna get caught eventually.
Eventually.
That's all the you know, like the cosmetic lying that people do. Like, eventually, you're gonna get caught. You know what I mean?
Yes, I know,
like,
exactly what
I've seen Instagram videos of guys getting, like, braids glued to their head. Bald guys.
Yeah, man.
They got cornrows glued to their head. Yeah, eventually, you're going to have to take a shower.
Yep.
She's going to find out.
That wind going to hit you. You pilt up like that.
Now, hopefully, it's really strong.
Yeah, man.
Strong adhesive.
Hey, that strong glue on there. That's what I'm saying, man.
That's a short-term plan. Pun unintended.
I gotta, you know what, I need to get this video because somebody's telling me there's a video circulating of how Steve Harvey actually used to put his hair on.
I'd love to see that.
I would love to see how Steve Harvey got that thing to stick.
I was too young to know. I just thought he had the greatest hairline of all time. I didn't know it was fake.
I always knew something was fishy.
Like when he was king of comedy, I was like, that's just a real clean hairline.
I always knew something was fishy.
Because then all of a sudden he showed up bald, and I was like, what happened?
What happened? Yeah, I always knew something was fishy with Steve Harvey hairline because it was just too crispy.
It was clean.
It was too crispy.
So clean, and it turns out it was fake.
Yeah, a damn hairpiece.
Lying to us for years.
A high top fade hairpiece.
Lying to us for years. All right, let's get to the big story
damn,
of the day.
Steve.
Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
I probably seen Josh like early on in our career, like going to certain events like Super Bowl, around Super Bowl time and stuff like that. But off season, I don't really chill with people off season, like especially not other quarterbacks. Like nothing, like don't get me wrong, it's no problem, nothing like that. But it's like we compete against each other. Like I'm trying to beat you. Like I'm not trying to be your friend. When we older, we'll probably laugh about it. But right now, it's serious. I ain't laughing with you.
Freaking love Lamar for that.
One of the many reasons I
love him.
What was the question? Like,
I don't know.
Hey, are you friends with Josh Allen?
I've been wanting to hear this clip all week. I have. And I was like, no, we ain't friends. Oh. We competitors. We compete against each other. You know, no. I don't want to be friends with him.
Also, just I feel like, you know, they've probably been in the same place a number of times.
That's
like,
the only.
How would they even be friends?
But I'm just saying right now, that's the only position that don't hang out with each other.
Mm.
That's the only position that don't hang
it's
out
the,
with you.
It's the last.
Yep.
It's the last one we have in sports.
Yeah, that's the only position.
Because everybody's best friends now.
That's the only position that does not hang out with each other. And I promise, because like you just don't. Like, these cats hang out with each other all the time work out and go on. I'm like, we didn't want. Now when I eventually found out that other people do hang out with each other, I was like, oh, this is pretty cool. It's nice to hang out and not hang out, train with guys I play against. But in my first whatever year, I'm like, I want to go hang out with y'all. Hey, man, you want to come down? We're getting this work down here. No. I get my work up here. But then once I started getting that work down there, I was like, oh, yeah, it's cool, man. These guys, it's fun hanging, competing and everything with other players from other teams. But the quarterback position, no.
Uh-huh.
You don't see them.
Yeah, I don't see too many quarterback jersey swaps.
But,
yeah.
You don't.
Good.
They usually
you don't.
Good. Good. I like that.
Yeah. I'm trying to, but now they got these quarterback gurus with Carson Palmer's brother.
Right.
And everything. They go out there and train and everything. But they don't be going out afterwards.
Well, and like the Manning, but they know each other. Yeah. Maybe that is how they would know each other, I guess, if there was an answer to the question that I asked a few minutes ago. But it's like, yeah, I mean, these two guys are going to be standing in each other's way to get to the other guy that's standing in their way for their entire careers.
Yeah.
Like, they're all pretty much the same age. Mahomes a little bit older, but he's not that much older.
Yeah.
Like, Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson are competing for the right to go try to beat the guy that beats them every
exactly.
year.
Exactly.
Like, I hate all you guys.
Yeah.
I hate every one of you. Like not really hate, but, like, I hate you. No, like, I want to kill
like
you.
Like, I'll see you in the offseason.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You know, I bet.
And when we retire, we can have some beers and have some fun.
Right,
but right now,
no.
You're trying to ruin my legacy.
Yeah.
Like, I'm trying to win Super Bowls, and you're too good.
Yes,
you're
right
up there balling.
Way.
Get out of my way.
Chris said, if she can keep her eyelashes and hair on, then why can't he keep his shoes on? That's a very true thing.
But, again, that's kind of my point, is eventually – that stuff comes off.
Yeah.
Eventually, all the little lies come to light.
There's nothing in the world scarier than seeing one of them damn lashes not on your face.
Or like half on there.
Like if it's just like maybe it fell off or something.
Right. It's a spider.
It's
oh,
a
no.
Spider.
Oh, that's like, okay.
Yeah.
Like, then like you can't say anything.
You can't say,
ma'am?
Your eyelashes, right.
Drop.
Stop blinking. Stop blinking. It's about to fall. Stop blinking. It's about to fall.
The glue's giving out.
God.
Glue's giving out.
Oh,
yeah,
my goodness.
No, I'm with you. Like, do whatever you want. I'm just saying eventually you're going to find out.
Yeah.
Just like with her. You're going to find
it's
out.
Like, have you seen I'm Gonna Get You Sucker, right?
Mm-mm.
You missed it. Bo? You seen it? Okay, Bo seen I'm Gonna Get You Sucker. And you remember when Keenan Ivory Wayans, an old girl, we thought he had the hooker, Cherry? And she was popping off all her body parts. Yeah.
Yeah, that. Exactly.
Yeah, that right there.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's eventually going to happen. Yeah. It's going to pop off.
You're going to find out.
But it's all about.
I don't think any dudes, though, would be like, wait, you mean your lashes are fake? Okay,
right.
I'm gone.
I don't know what you would have to remove for me to stop.
I'd be more like, oh, I'm so glad those lashes were fake because that stuff is ugly.
Yeah, all right, you take the lashes off, whatever. All right, you take your hair off. Okay, I didn't believe that was real hair anyway. We're good.
Yeah.
Maybe if it was like, all right. That's not your leg?
Yeah.
Then like, maybe we have to have a conversation.
She had a half a leg. I'm going to get you a sucker.
I might not care.
Back then. Come on, man.
Depends on the night.
Andy, if she took her wig off and had that stocking cap on, what would you do?
It's context, you know? I don't know. You never know. How much have I had to drink and what was I drinking?
I'm with you right there. It's all-
Who knows? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
No one's going to find out. It's just
hair.
It's my little six. Just hair.
It's just hair. It's a wig.
Once we get there, the hair is irrelevant.
I have no problem with wigs.
Oh, wigs are great.
Yeah, I have no problem with wigs.
Wigs are great.
Seems like it's very convenient to have one.
It'd probably be easier to do what we're about to do with it off.
Yeah.
Take
this.
This is about to be full contact.
Yeah, just pull it off.
Pull it off.
Rip it off or however you take it off.
Yeah. No, I don't know. Now, you pull off an arm. That'd be a little disconcerting.
You sit on the bed and pop that leg.
Like, well, all right. Whatever. We're here. We're already here. You walked all the way here with that fake leg. We might as well finish the drill. All right, let's get to a break here. Thank God. We'll come back and talk a little national championship game after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Booyaka!
Yeah, get out there and vote for Trey. Trey deserves to be an all-star this year.
He does.
Playing awesome. Hawks are back at it tomorrow evening against the Boston Celtics in Boston, like Caleb said. Couple game win streak on the line. If you want to come watch the game, 92.9 The Game, myself and Michelob Ultra will be having an Atlanta Hawks watch party tomorrow night, 6:30 at Veranda in Midtown. Hang out with Hawks dancers and the flight crew. You can win Hawks tickets as well as a gift card to the Hawks shop. That's this Saturday. That's tomorrow, 6:30 at Veranda in Midtown. Sponsored by Michelob Ultra. Must be 21 plus. Please drink responsibly. There's been some rumors, some rumblings about other various members of the Midday Show maybe being there. It's possible.
What's that?
Tomorrow night.
Oh, yeah. Abe said he was coming through.
Abe said he's coming.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was the rumor.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Abe won't be at that thing. I said maybe.
You did.
Yeah, because, I mean, my wife and kids are leaving in the
morning.
I'll
take a maybe.
They're leaving in the morning. Yeah. I think they're going up to Nashville to go up to Gaylord, and I don't want to go. And so
you'll
like,
be here.
That's why I'll be here.
I don't think you're going to be bored enough by tomorrow night to want to hang out with me.
No, it's not that. I think
if it was Sunday, maybe.
That's not even the bored part about it because you know me. I don't get bored. You know, I don't get bored. Because, I mean.
I didn't know that about you.
I don't. Yeah, I never said that. I don't really get bored.
Okay.
Yeah, because, I mean, like, what is bored? Like, because, like, yeah, I'm bored. Kids always say, I'm bored. Let's do something. Like, I don't have to do nothing. You know, like, I have a wife who always has to do something. That's why, you know, whenever.
That's why they're going to Nashville.
Yeah, they're going to Nashville. Because they have to do something. I have no purpose to go there. I don't like water parks. They like water parks. That place has a wonderful water park, beautiful hotel, a lot of fun, all that.
Yeah.
All right. As much beer as I be drinking, all right? Them beers are $10.
Yeah, it's a.
I got beer in my refrigerator.
It's a lot of money,
you
man.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm cool. And so that's what usually the thing. Like, you know, I go, like, I went the last time. I ain't got to go this time. Like, but I would rather them go have fun instead of being in my face, I'm bored. So just go.
I think it's good for kids to be bored. I think kids being bored is a good thing. We used to be bored sometimes when you were a kid, and then you'd come up with something.
But I'm grown now. If I want to do something, like.
Well, yeah, you just come up with something.
The thing about it is, I'm grown. I got money and all those things. I don't have to be bored. I can go do what I want to do.
Right, exactly. If you ever find yourself like, oh, man, I don't really have anything going on.
Right.
Great. Let's come up with something.
Exactly.
So we can have it going on.
I don't have to do that.
Yeah.
I'm just cooling. I'm cool. I got a couple new series I got to watch.
All right.
And everything like that. I just went and hit up the Bush refrigerator. So I'm stocked up. Like, only time my door will open to my house is to let the dog out and let him back in.
Great.
Other than that, I don't have to leave.
Yeah, so we're not going to see you tomorrow for sure.
Nowhere. It ain't that. It's 6 o'clock, right?
Yeah, 6:30.
6:30, all the way down here.
It's all the way down here.
You know what I mean? People going to be coming to town.
That's true. For
and then the football game going to be on, too.
Well, they got TVs over there.
Yeah, I know, Andy.
It's a watch party.
But my stuff already paid for.
Fair enough.
Yeah, my stuff already paid
for. I'll buy a couple beers if
I know
want.
That. I know. I know you will, brother.
I'm not begging.
I'll DD for you.
I'm not begging. I'm not begging. If you come, you come.
I'll be a DD for you.
What do you mean? You going to come pick me up?
If that's what's necessary.
You'll come all the way to my house and get me and bring me back.
Yeah.
Okay. That's more than a DD. That's a chauffeur.
That's a chauffeur, Abe.
Can Randy ride in the back?
Let me remind you from a couple hours ago, a Hyundai accent, I don't know if we're...
It's not exactly
we
Uber
can
Black.
A chauffeur in that.
Yeah, you're right. That's not a chauffeur. That's just a ride.
It's a ride.
We're going to Chuck E. Cheese tonight. One of Lily's friends has a birthday party at Chuck E. Cheese tonight, which is fun. She's excited. Every time we talk about it, she's like, I am excited, but I'm not excited about that mouse.
Dude, I'm telling
every
you.
Every single my time
kids,
we talk
my
about
kids
it.
Were so, they did not like that thing.
Yeah, sure.
But I like, but Chuck E. Cheese, great. Chuck E. Cheese hit my kids.
Yeah, it's
but
fun.
I mean, that's where, you know, that's where you go pick up your kid from your baby mama house. Pick him over to Chuck E. Cheese for a couple hours to bring him back.
Yeah,
that's exactly what it is.
Plenty of that tonight,
yeah,
I'm sure.
That's what it is.
Friday night at Chuck E. Cheese.
Get mad, stay mad. Yeah, y'all know I ain't lying.
Yes, there will be some, what do you even call it? It's not joint custody. There will be some of that going on tonight. Which is fine.
Hey, you spend a time with your baby.
Make a memory.
Yeah, but
make
yeah,
a memory. Yeah, but every time we talk about it, she's like, I'm looking forward to it, but I'm not looking forward to seeing that mouse.
Dude, that mouse.
I was like, all right, if that mouse comes by, I'll step in and we'll be fine.
Yeah, but
you don't have to touch the mouse.
Them things need to learn how to read the room, though.
Oh, yeah. They don't. Every kid's scared of them.
Yeah, they didn't know how to read the room.
And they come in hot.
Yeah.
Like, last time we were there, the mouse snuck up on Lily and, like, put the mouse. Chuck E. Cheese is the man's name. It's his house, after all. Charles Entertainment Cheese. He snuck up on Lily, but that's what it is. Chuck E. Cheese is short for Charles Entertainment Cheese.
Get the hell out of here.
It's a true story. It's a true fact.
Are you serious?
Yes, true.
I never knew that. His name is Charles?
Charles Entertainment Cheese. That's what Chuck E. Cheese is short for.
Never knew that.
Yeah, hopefully we just taught some people some stuff.
Never knew that.
But yeah, he snuck up on her and put his hand on her shoulder. She started crying when she saw who he was.
I never, ever knew that.
He's sneaking up on people, Charles. You sneaky, weird mouse. All right.
Damn.
National championship game on Monday
never
night,
knew
Randy.
That.
Yeah, I know. Well,
okay.
That's his government name.
I think this game... If it's a clean game back and forth, I think Ohio State wins comfortably.
I think so, too.
Notre Dame's got to make some big plays. Mm-hmm. They got to find a way to get turnovers, just like they did in Georgia, a big play as far as the big plays they got in the game against Georgia, the kickoff return, and obviously the turnover before half, then turn into a touchdown. The big pass play Leonard made the throw on the sideline, bad tackling, bad angles by Penn State. Notre Dame's got to get at least two turnovers. And a big play on special teams, whether it's a block kick, like I said, punt return, kick return, something. They got to find a way to generate something that's not offensive.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's right. I mean, if it's just a straight up talent for talent, and everybody kind of does
don't have
their
chance.
Best.
They, don't have
they
a
probably
chance.
Lose
they don't have
by a
chance.
Couple of touchdowns. That thing about it, though, like Ohio State's played so good for the last three games, especially in the first two, that it kind of feels like everyone's just assuming this is who they are now,
right.
And they're not capable of going back to any of the stuff. Because it wasn't just they played terrible in the Michigan game, obviously. Lost that game. Should have never lost that game. Should have never played like that, but they deserve to lose it based on the way they played. There was a lot of performances they had throughout the season that were just lackluster,
yep.
Right? I mean, they just didn't get the offense going or clicking for a lot of the season. There were just kind of moments during the year where it's like, I don't know, these guys are really talented, but they can't seem to get the thing off the ground. They've obviously done it in the playoff. I just wonder if we're so sure that they're capable of just doing that now. Like, they could look like that. I think the Michigan game is an outlier. I think that's the worst they're capable of playing. But there have been other performances where they needed a couple scores or they needed some moments in the fourth quarter to win against inferior opponents,
mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep.
So, I don't know. They're capable of that. Like, it still could happen. I think that they're going to win the game. I think Ohio State's probably going to be the national champion.
I agree.
I'm just saying, like, there's enough track record this season of them looking average that I don't think you could just say for sure that they're just going to look amazing like they have the last three games guaranteed on Monday night.
Yeah, I mean,
I think Notre Dame can do some things to make them look average.
Yeah, I think, you know, Riley, he has to have his best game. And I'm talking about running and throwing the ball, Bunk. You said it perfect earlier in the show. They cannot get into a point where he has to drop back and throw the ball. There's no way they can win. Because I don't think their offensive line can hang on that long if the Ohio State defense just gets the pass rush. Always know where Caleb Downs is, right?
Mm-hmm.
This dude is one of the best players, and I think he's the best player in this. No, him and Jeremiah Smith are the best players in this game. It's individual players.
I thought you were going to say in his class.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, they're teammates.
Yeah. So, yeah, they're probably the best two players in this game. And look for Jeremiah. If they get him going early, Notre Dame's going to be in trouble because he brings that. He's a big play guy. And so, as a big play guy, you give that energy to the whole team.
Yeah.
And that stadium – you know, I'm pretty sure both fan bases travel. So I don't know what's going to be the ratio from what to what.
Yeah, it should be a great atmosphere.
I think it's going to be an outstanding atmosphere over there on Monday night between two big-ass brands. I mean, two of the biggest brands. Fourth year in a row they played?
Third.
Third year in a row?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because the one last year, obviously, the 10 men on the field and everything, but they played previous days.
You know the last time Notre Dame actually beat them?
When?
1936.
What?
This is the last time, because they haven't played that many times.
Right. Okay.
They've only played like seven times, I think, in their history.
But
the last time Notre Dame beat Ohio State was in 1936.
Well, damn.
The guy that threw the game-winning touchdown in that game, his name was William Shakespeare.
Get the hell out of here.
It's true. Yeah, Bill Shakespeare threw the game-winning touchdown in that game.
Oh, wow.
I listened to the College Game Day podcast this morning. I didn't do any of this research myself.
Oh, I listened to it.
You're going to hear that on game day, by the way.
I guarantee Reese Davis is going to say that stuff. I listened to it this morning, but I kept getting in and out of the car, so I didn't get a chance to hear the whole thing.
Yeah, they were talking about that. But, yeah, they played each of the last couple of years. Ohio State won both of those games. But, yeah, last year came down to it was the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
And Notre Dame had 10 guys on the field. And, you know, obviously Ohio State scored in that situation. And beat them. But, it should be a great atmosphere. I don't know if I had to call it. It'd probably be about 50-50. I have no idea who will fill it out more. I would imagine it would be pretty close. But I think when it's all said and done, Notre Dame's had an incredible season.
Yep.
I just don't think that they have enough to win.
I don't think
they have enough to win this game on Monday
The
night.
Biggest thing we talked about, what they need to get it to the fourth quarter. You get a game like this, and I'm talking about Notre Dame, if you can get Ohio State into the fourth quarter, you got a shot. Meaning that I'm talking about it's a one possession, less than one possession, like 5-point game or something like that. Because I think Ryan Day is going to tighten up.
Yeah. That's your best bet.
Because Texas was coming. Mm-hmm. And Sawyer makes the play.
Yeah, yeah. Jack Sawyer made a perfect play.
But he made the perfect play, Andy, and the ball bounced perfect.
Oh, yeah. It broke to him in the absolute perfect way.
He didn't have to scoop it at the ball. When he hit yours and knocked the ball out, the ball bounced straight to him. Gone.
To the house.
You know what I mean? Just gone.
Yep.
And everything like that. They got to figure out a way to stop that from happening if you're – and positive plays on first down. And we talk about the turnovers for Ohio State. They can't turn the ball over. Notre Dame cannot turn over.
If Notre Dame plays sloppy, they could lose this game by a lot.
Yeah.
Like, this could be a landslide game. They need Ohio State to do that in order for it to be a close game. And I'm with you on Jeremiah Smith. Like, Chip Kelly can't allow him to get taken out of the game the way that he did against Texas. Now, they were able to still win it, and that's fine. And credit to Texas. They've got great players to be able to do it. But you got to come up with a plan as an offensive coordinator to get your best guy the ball.
Yeah.
He had one catch for 3 yards.
Come on,
and
again, Chip.
How many targets did he have?
I mean, come
he had,
on,
he had less than five targets.
But the thing about he's so good, you got to give him a shot.
Exactly. No, you got to give. Yes. You got exactly.
Yes.
Or even, you know, if they're doubling him and you don't feel comfortable throwing down the field, get it to him quick.
Throw it to
Hand it to him. Whatever. Like, get the ball in that dude's hands. He's so dynamic. So, yeah, that can't happen again from an offensive standpoint for Ohio State. But I think they're the national champs when it's all said and done on Monday night. I think they win something like, I don't know, 31-17, something like that.
Yeah, I like Ohio State 31-20.
All right.
31-20.
Pretty similar. Cover the spread. Score 31. We'll come back. We'll get to an AMA. Phone lines are open on a happy hour Friday. 404-726-0929. Load them up. Ask us anything. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Ask me anything.
Glad you asked. On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart and rightfromtheheart.org. The AMA to wrap the show up every single day. Final hour of the show brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at reliableair.com. Couple phone lines available if you want to jump on a happy hour Friday. 404-726-0929. We'll start with Tay in Athens. Hey, Tay.
Happy Friday, fellas. How y'all doing?
Back at you. Good.
Good, good, good. Randy, my brother.
Yeah.
You got to get it together on this Jeopardy thing, man. Last week you missed a question about the Patriots.
Okay.
This week you missed a question with Tom Brady being, you know.
Okay.
We got to get it together. So, but this is my main question. So last night my son had a basketball game. The first half he scored and they forgot to put the score up on the scoreboard. It happened again in the second half. All the parents in the stands was ironic about it. So I went down to the court, tried to have a conversation with the referee. One thing led to another. I get escorted out of the game.
Can I ask you something?
How old
is your boy? Is your baby?
My boy, he's 12.
Okay.
We're talking about middle school basketball.
Okay.
We're not talking about Red League.
Okay.
We're talking about middle school basketball now.
Okay.
Like I said, the first time this is not a blowout game. First time the score was 8-8. He scores. It's supposed to be 10-8.
Yeah, they're shaving points.
They didn't do it.
They're over there shaving points.
I mean, I don't know. But my thing is, I went down there. I tried to have a civilized conversation with referee. One thing led to another. I got escorted out. I think I just did a little bit too much. I guess my question to you guys is, did I take that too far? And what would you the guys do to, I guess, protect you guys' son's legacy, man? I'm going to hang up and listen to your answer.
Thank you, Tay.
Your son's legacy in middle school, Tay? Come on, man.
A lot in there.
Come on, bro.
A lot in there.
Now, the thing with me, and I'm completely different than everybody. I'm not completely different than everybody. I just talk about my story like that. I don't do that. I don't yell and scream at referees and blame referees at a freaking middle school or a little league game. That's just not what I – and believe me, I've had sons that play little league all the way up in middle school. I ain't never ran out there hollering. Even if they missed a call or something, I ain't never been hollering at no referee or none of that.
Right.
That's just not what I do. And I look funny at people who do it.
Yeah.
Especially when you're talking about
– I think, yes.
And I respect to tell you all to take up for your kid. But when you say legacy in middle school at the same time
– And, you know
– Come on, man.
You had to have done – something.
You had to do something to get thrown out of the middle school. You just didn't go down there.
He had to have cursed.
Yeah, hey, Mr. Referee, come on, Tay. Keep
now,
it
I
real.
Do understand
keep
how real. Frustrating that would be.
Keep it real, Tay. What did you do? And what did you say?
Because if it happened multiple times, and maybe you're on the road. Maybe they are known for
what?
For cheating.
No, Tay. What did you do?
Because
now I've seen parents escorted out of games and stuff, right? And they should have had their ass escorted because they was acting the damn fool.
Yeah.
What you do, Tay?
Did something.
You did something. Don't be trying to come out here like you just came out here. Hey, sir, you know that you missed the call right there. Don't try to play us with that one, bro.
He said he tried to be civilized.
No, he didn't. No, he didn't. Because if they tossed your ass up out of there, you weren't trying to be civilized.
They better not be shaving points on Jack, though. Just to answer the question.
Oh, my goodness.
And spin it forward. My boy's out there putting up buckets. You better give him his credit.
Yeah.
I like it. Tossed out of a middle school game too.
Yeah, man. Dog.
He's pretty into the hoop right now.
I love.
Yeah, all he wants to do is shoot hoops.
I love my kids, and I would defend my kids, and I cheer, I root. I'm that parent. I root for everybody.
Right. You're loud when it comes to cheering for the
player. I'm not going to go down here and fight no dude that's getting minimum that's getting paid $20 a game.
Well, some of them are just volunteers.
A volunteer referee and umpire. Yeah. Like, for real?
Yeah, I would say.
No. Oh, no.
Having not been there, can't say for sure.
But tell you, your ass did something.
Probably reel it in.
You did something.
Reel it in. Who won? When, he probably doesn't know.
He probably don't know. His ass is in the parking lot.
He missed the end of it.
Come on, man.
All right. Adam's in Watkinsville. Hey, Adam.
What's up, y'all?
Hi, Adam.
Hey, I heard y'all talking about Belichick and his loved ones earlier.
Yep.
But then I lost y'all first couple hours, had to get back on work. But so if you're that daddy of that girl, are you going to accept the invites out there to the yacht? And, like, what if your wife can't go? Are you still okay with going out there and hanging out on the yacht with Belichick and all these chicks?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Say, hey, thanks, Adam. So we're kind of talking about Belichick and his young girlfriend, being the dad of that young girlfriend and sort of what that situation would be like.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Like, it would we'd have to really figure it out.
The biggest thing you don't
have to really have a good relationship for me to want to go out and do anything with you.
Yeah, man. But you don't. But think about it is all daughters, just kids in general, they push back when you do stuff like that.
Fair.
You're trying to be, because all you're going to do is push it deeper into Bill's arms. You know what I mean? Like, you know, you're going to push it up one to maybe have a little belly check.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Can he do that still, you think?
I don't know. I mean, hell, if Al Pacino can pump one out.
Fair.
Hi, Al Pacino. And Al Pacino, 90 years old in Family Court.
Now you're right. It's a good point.
Family Court.
It's a good point.
You know what I mean? But
I don't know, man. I just really hope I never find myself in that situation.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Bill's 70 damn years old.
Yeah.
She's 24 years old. What are you doing? That's what I would say to him. Like, if I was her dad, I'd just be like, what are you doing?
She's a grown woman. She's 24.
She sure is.
She's a grown-ass woman.
And he's a grown man.
That's right.
And so am I.
Yeah.
And my question to him would be, what are you doing?
Would you really?
Trying to embarrass me?
What would you say
trying
to him?
To disrespect
what,
my family?
What would you say to Bill?
That's what I would say to
him. You would say that to Bill.
What are you doing? Like, in a private moment.
Right.
I would just be like, what are you doing here? And then I would be interested in his response.
Well, I love your daughter.
Good. Then we're fine.
Okay.
Then we're fine. What are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing, Bill? What are you doing? She's 24 and you're 70. What are you doing? What are you doing? Maybe I'd go out on the yacht and only one of us would come back. I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, I couldn't be taking perks from that. Hey, Daddy.
Right, I wouldn't be hanging
out. Dad, you want to come? Bill has a house in Nantucket.
Sounds nice.
Bill said, Dad, we're going out and Bill's having a party over here. Y'all want to fly up and come up to the party? No, I'm good.
Nah, we're good.
No.
I hope you guys have a nice time. I'm not going to be there. Shad's in Athens. Hey, Shad.
Hey, what's going on today, fellas?
Hi, Shad.
Hey, to piggyback on something Randy said, one of my favorite phrases is, if you're bored, you're boring. You know what I mean?
Yep.
But I was wondering, y'all throwing out some shoes earlier. I wonder, do y'all know which player had probably the only Nike pump that I know of? You know what I mean?
And, pumps. Nike pumps?
Yeah. Yeah.
No, who was it?
David Robinson. Y'all remember those?
He damn sure did. He damn sure did.
Yeah.
He damn sure did.
On the second part,
he wasn't going to roll his ankle in those.
Yeah, they were high
tops.
They
were way up there. Good Lord.
Yeah, they were high tops.
I've been in and out on the show this week. Y'all spoke with Steve Harvey had a high top fake thing earlier, man. Did y'all see Rocco's mugshot?
Dude, what the hell happened? All I know is that Rocco, like, that hit, like, he got the George Jefferson, dude. Never would have known that. Never would have known that, dog. It's pretty bad.
Who are you talking about?
Rocco.
Oh.
You see?
I don't know who that is.
It's a rapper. Just read the charges, though.
Oh, the charges?
Yeah, you gotta read the charges. That's what makes it even funnier. Yeah, this dude.
Ooh, that, yeah.
Yeah.
Hairline's not great.
Yeah, dog. No. Yeah, that's not good right there.
Disorderly conduct and willful obstruction?
But read what he did, though.
Oh.
Not the charge, what he did, though.
I'm not good at reading.
Okay,
don't worry. Scott's in Elberton. Hey, Scott.
Hey, great show today.
Elbert County.
I got two questions. Yes, sir. So hypothetical, who has the most, I got two questions. Who has the most money that you think between Tony Stark and Bruce Wayne?
Mm. Okay.
And if, all right, and if, y'all were movie directors and using 90s and 80s action heroes, if you're remaking the movie The Matrix, Mission Impossible, John Wick, and The Transporter, like, what action hero would you use? You know, like Chuck Norris, Arnold Schwarzenegger, like, who would y'all replace those with?
I would put Chuck Norris in everything, because he's the only person I've ever seen been, and I've watched every Chuck Norris movie. He's only been punched, like, three times. All right? And the most Chuck's ever been beat up was in Delta Force 2, when he was fighting the drug dealer's bodyguard, and that dude, you're not so tough. And he hit Chuck Norris, like, six times. That's the only
Bruce
time I've ever
Lee
seen Chuck
worked
Norris.
Him over, too.
Huh?
Oh, Bruce Lee worked him over.
Well, he is Bruce Lee.
Yeah.
It's a difference, all right? Because all Chuck Norris got is the back kick in the right hand. He never uses his left. He never uses his left.
He was able to chest hair.
He never uses his left.
He was able to get, like, a lot of extension on that kick with some tight-ass jeans.
Yeah, dog.
Like that in Walker, Texas Ranger, he'd hit you with a roundhouse with some cowboy boots
you know,
on.
I've never seen it.
It's not good.
Okay.
It's very silly.
Never seen Walker.
It's very silly.
Never ever seen it.
Who's richer, Iron Man or Batman? I have no idea. They both seem,
Iron Man.
Yeah, you think so?
They're both really rich, and they're both superheroes.
One of them has government contracts.
Which one?
I'll take Iron Man.
Oh, he's a good. Yeah.
Forbes, well, he sells weapons to the government.
Yeah.
Forbes estimated that Iron Man has a higher net worth.
Okay.
So there you go.
Bruce Wayne, well, he got his money
both
from
inheritance,
right?
They're both billionaires. They're both billionaires.
Well, Wayne Enterprises does do things. He owns buildings and...
But he inherited.
But he inherited, right?
But he inherited Wayne Enterprises.
But he still killed his parents, right?
But he still has a business that is working. Like Stark Industries, they still produce stuff just like Wayne Enterprises does too.
Right, but Iron Man built his business himself.
No, he got it from his dad.
Oh, he did.
The Batman defense of both.
I know. I'm trying to subtly... I'm trying to subtly make fun of Bruce Wayne slightly.
Oh, you can't do that. Come on.
This just says they're both billionaires. Iron Man's wealth is largely tied to his company's success, while Batman's wealth comes from inherited family fortune.
Yeah, okay. So if you're still billionaires, I'll take either one of them's fortune.
Yeah, yeah, fair enough. All right, Lance is in Monroe. Hey, Lance.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? I got a football question.
All right.
In terms of, like, coordinators on the field and in the booth, is that just, like, a preference thing or, like...
Yes.
They don't want to specifically be up in the booth or have a different, like, point of view of the game.
I think it's just a preference. It really, really is. I think that I can't tell you what's the difference as a player because I've had them both. And a lot of times when they would come down, it's because they had to come down for some reason because we weren't doing good, so we bring it out. But for the most part, all the coordinators I ever played for were in the booth until you just weren't. Except for Norv, because Norv was the only head coach that I had that called the offense. Norv called the offense.
It seems like in the booth is a lot more common now.
Yes.
Like most guys seem like that. And because you're up there and you got your whole staff up there. Obviously, everybody's on the headsets and you're able to talk and all that kind of stuff. But like anytime there's like a popular coordinator and then they'll show the picture of him in the booth.
Yes.
It's always underwhelming.
Yes.
Like the guy's just like, he already called the play. Like you just watch, he's watching the game just like anybody. It's always funny to me when they'll switch mid-season, like it's going to fix it.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Whenever Sark do that?
When you're struggling, that's when they say, well, maybe
Sark's
you're down.
Coming down to the
maybe
sideline.
You're down the sideline or something like that. Yes, that is always
I don't know
weird.
That's going
to
help.
That's
maybe
always
it
weird.
Will. Maybe it will. All right, Xavier's in Riverdale.
What's up, fellas?
Hello.
Hey, I got a two-piece for you. So the first one is, with the underwhelming, you know, results of the Falcons season, for the two of y'all, what is y'all's ideal off-season moves that would actually give you excitement going into the season since pretty much all the 92.9 has jumped off the bandwagon given the results?
Hold on, man. Don't be doing that. Don't be jumped off the bandwagon. What? Just because you say a team stinks don't mean you're not on the bandwagon. It's not about bandwagon. Okay. They stunk.
Being honest about what
we saw,
man.
Let's be honest with what you saw. Ain't nobody turned their back on the Falcons. Yeah. They stunk. Yeah. And you know it, Xavier.
They missed the playoffs for seven straight years.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. The second piece is, what advice, and I need every single father under the sound of my voice to listen because it's going to be good. Wow. You two both have young scrapping boys coming up, and if they were blessed to be highly touted athletes, what advice would you two give the young Jack and Isaiah and your boys all together to not end up like Travis Hunter?
What, a Heisman Trophy winning
what
first round
to Travis
pick?
Hunter?
Y'all stop. Well, y'all leave that man alone.
What did I miss?
Talking about that girl, probably.
Oh.
Yeah, leave that man alone. Y'all, everybody, y'all weren't studying that man when he was dating that Jackson. Y'all weren't studying that man his first year at Colorado with this young lady. Now, all of a sudden, everybody want to be studying this young lady. Y'all leave them people alone, man. Sure, that's all you need. Leave that man alone, man. Y'all leave that man alone. Y'all ain't give a damn about that boy back then. He was with her and all that. Jack brought home a girl that had a questionable past or whatever.
Oh.
I mean,
who am I to judge?
Who am I to judge?
I got a questionable past,
too. Yeah, who am I to judge?
If Jack wins the Heisman Trophy, though, I'm going to be pretty fired
up
about
it. Hell yeah. They're going to win the Heisman Trophy. They're going to be a top five draft pick. Yeah. Hell yeah.
Especially if he does it at DB.
Yeah. Y'all leave them folks.
You're not going to be able to tell me anything ever again.
Y'all leave them folks alone.
You know how excited I am for Cooper DeJean? I never even met the guy.
Cooper.
If my son wins the Heisman Trophy and plays defensive back, I mean, you have to... I don't know what.
Dude,
you'd
be,
be
blushing. Blushing eye to eye.
Not going to be blushing.
Hey, no, you see, James Winston got a crab leg endorsement. Hell yeah.
As well he should.
Hell yeah.
As well he should. Let's get to takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Takeaways of the day. Everybody around the show.
I mean, Charles Entertainment Cheese.
There
who
you
knew?
Go. Who knew?
I know I didn't.
Yeah, now you know. Chuck E. Cheese used to be a rat, now he's a mouse. Didn't change my opinion of him, though. Randy doesn't get bored.
No.
He's not a boring individual. Attention, young folks. Everybody that owns TikTok or on Monday or TikTok, make sure you know the difference between Red Note and Red Tube.
Yeah.
Just go to Red Tube.
Yeah.
Careful what you do to pick up chicks. Eventually, you got to stand up or shower. And in the coolest revelation, speaking of heroes, of the entire show today, Andy's wife used to have a lair.
Eventually, as Bo said, you're going to have to take a shower if the wind doesn't hit you first. And you can't show for anyone in a Hyundai accent.
Nah, that's just a ride. Yeah. All right, everybody have an excellent weekend.
Be safe.
A lot of fun football. We'll talk to you Tuesday morning at 11.